Dr. Shaw here, and welcome to another episode of Teaching Humanity Remotely. Today, I just want to share a very personal experience that I just think was so worthy of sharing. So, as I mentioned before, we're in the process of selling a home and buying another home, and you know, that could be very stressful. You know, this is a big ticket item. And we find this house that we absolutely adore and love, and we really feel it's like the perfect house for us. And we have a week to sell our house in order for the people who are selling the home that we want to agree that we should be their buyers. And so that stresses me out. Time issues stress me out a little bit. And I have been working really hard at, you know, just not being stressed out and trusting the process. Because really, when we try to learn something new, we have to remember that there are old habits that are kind of like muscles, the memory of reacting a certain way, even though we don't want to react that way anymore because we have learned that that way is not in our best interest. It takes a lot of discipline, a kind of resilience to start exercising a new muscle and building that new muscle to have the stamina that is required to not revert to those old habits. So it's in the middle of the night. I wake up. I'm not sleeping well, feeling very anxious that we only have a week to get this house that we want by selling our house. And I wake up my husband, which I never do because he is a good sleeper and I'm not a good sleeper, whatever, it doesn't matter. So I wake him up and I say, I'm just so stressed out with having this deadline of having to sell this house in a week, and I just feel like I can't handle it. And I'm actually calling Uncle, like I really need the universe to work for me and with me and give me the reprieve, give me a sign. At 9 o'clock the next morning, after I didn't sleep all night, I get a phone call from the realtor who's selling my house and says, I'm sending a contract over to you. And I'm so far removed. I'm so forgetting to live in the world of possibilities. When she says contract, I say, what? Contract? What are you talking about? Like, I didn't even understand what she was saying. She has a buyer for our house. So it was a really interesting learning lesson. First of all, I hardly ever call Uncle. I feel it's really important to take what's given to me and showing up and showing up and showing up and being able to negotiate, figure things out and realign myself. You know, that's a very active way of living a life. Things happen. I show up. I try to figure it all out and be an active participant in all of those moving parts, really being present. And I just called Uncle and I got the reprieve. And it just reminded me how important it is to have faith and trust and knowing that we get what we need, we get what we feel we deserve. I was at a place where I really felt I deserved the reprieve. And lo and behold, I got it. And it was just such an important moment for me to remember that and for me to also see how there was a weak link in my new way of thinking, in my new way of having faith and having trust and knowing to believe that we get what we need and that it's all going to work out. There was a momentary lapse, and in that lapse, I forgot what I am trying to build up, this new way of seeing things, right? That old habit came in. I saw it very clearly because I didn't even know what she was talking about when the agent said contract. You know, that's how far away I was. I didn't beat myself up for it. I just saw, wow, with all of the work that I do, with the daily exercise that I do to realign myself, to commit myself to this new way of being and thinking and showing up with positivity and optimism, which I do 90% of the time. However, that 10% is also present too, and it sneaks up on you. And I just felt very grateful that in the getting exactly what I need with my house selling and the being able to purchase the other house that really feels like our dream house, in my getting that, I got to also see that there was a moment that I forgot my aim and my wish. I didn't beat myself up for it. I just got to the place where I called Uncle and then I got taken care of. And that lesson is just so important. And I don't think it makes us insincere. I think it just shows how old habits are so ingrained in us that it does take a consistent, one can say almost constant resilience to make sure we don't fall into that trap. And when we do, and if we do, because that muscle is so exercised and so built up, we just surrender and move forward. And when we regain that alignment of the new way we want to be, my feeling is to just have so much gratitude. Oh, I'm back. I'm back in the place that I really want to dwell in. And I don't beat myself up for falling short, because I understand that even in the body has a muscle memory, and that I have to surrender to that. I don't beat myself up for that. I'm just grateful when I come back home and I get to start fresh. And that's what really life is about. Every day starting anew, starting anew, starting anew. And it's actually not every day. It's kind of every moment. It happens so I don't notice it, because it happens so quickly. But when I'm present, I see that there's that choice to reestablish this new intention that I have and this new aim of being present and knowing that everything's going to work out just the way I need it to be, and having that faith and trust. And when I'm feeling exhausted or I'm forgetting for a moment, I'm allowed to call uncle and I will be heard. So I just really had to share that. And I just feel so good to have the opportunity to share this great news with all of you, but mostly the learning lesson about the resilience, the need to be vigilant, and to ensure that if I want to start exercising a new muscle, I need to make sure that I work at it all the time. And if I fall off the wagon, as soon as I can get back, I need to get back and, of course, have that appreciation and an attitude of gratitude for being back. So I needed to share that with you. Please feel free to share with me anything, any concerns you have, any issues you have regarding this topic, because I think it's so important and so helpful and useful to end up having a happy ending, and also to see where there was moments of forgetting, and to forgive myself for those moments, and to come back stronger than ever. It's just the epitome of living life in the moment, how life really is for us who are trying a new way of being, and that way of being is with optimism and positivity, and allowing new muscles to be built and stamina to be built upon this new way, and also seeing that sometimes we forget and we have to be reminded, and getting reminded is really a gift. It's like a little shock that you get that is really necessary. Please feel free to write to me at learnwithmeremotely@gmail.com. That's learnwithmeremotely@gmail.com, and I'll answer and address your concerns. Until next time, be well.